spread on ashes round the
DJ Bridge and DJ Bloomerang, and we are coming at you live from Medford. This is our first show of the semester, and we are super excited to be here today.
Yes, we are. It's nice to be back. Bridget has actually done two shows without me already, subbing in, so I'm back new to the studio. We have Bridget on the board just in case. I'm not able to do it, but I'll be back on the board next time. It's all good. So you just listened to...
First, we had Naked As We Came by Iron and Wine. And then after that, That Green Gentleman, Things Have Changed, by Panic at the Disco.
Bridget and I actually realized today at lunch before we had our classes and now we're here. We realized at lunch that all of the music that was on my current most recently played was all music from one of her playlists. So in the moment, just trying to decide what we should start our song off with today, I just chose one of the songs that Bridget has in her Calm playlist.
Yes.
I feel like on a Monday, 3 p.m., I personally was feeling it today. I just came from Global Health. Even our professor said, you know, guys, like, I feel like I have you mostly awake. But I feel like starting out with a nice, calm song was a good way to begin. And then jumping right into Panic at the Disco was another way to live in the spirit.
Yeah. Although it was one of their earlier songs. It was
really?
It was from Pretty Odd.
Okay.
Which was one of their earlier albums. I don't even know the name of their most recent album, but I feel like they've gotten I feel like that song was calmer than a lot of their songs now, like
yes,
songs that I listen to, like Victorious or Hallelujah. They're all very upbeat, and this
good
was more
running
of
songs.
A yes, yeah, yes. But this was a lot more relaxed.
I
so
like that. Very nice, very nice.
And up next we have The Entertainer, by Billy Joel, because I think I play at least one Billy Joel song every
As
day.
As should be played. I like that. All right, let's hear it.
Okay, here goes.
I am the entertainer, and I know just where I stand. Another serenader and another long-haired band. Today I am your champion. I may have won your hearts, but I know the game, you'll forget my name, and I won't be here in another year if I don't stay on the charts. Ooh. I am the entertainer, and I've had to pay my price. Things I did not know at first, I learned by doing twice. Ah, but still they come to haunt me, still they want their. I rub my neck and I write them a check, and they go their merry way. Ooh. I am the entertainer, been all around the world. I played all kinds of palaces and laid all kinds of girls. I can't remember faces, I don't remember names. Ah, but what the hell, you know it's just as well, 'cause after a while and a thousand miles, it all becomes the same. I can't stay that long. No, I got to meet expenses, I got to stay in line, gotta get those fees to the agencies. And I'd love to stay, but there's bills to pay, so I just don't have the time. Cut it down to 305.
That was Heroes by David Bowie, and before that we had The Entertainer by Billy Joel.
I probably mentioned this on one of our shows from last year, but I saw we went to a Billy Joel concert on Valentine's Day when I was a junior in high school, I think.
Very nice.
And one of the funniest experiences is we went to Madison Square Garden to see this show, and you know, he does like the interaction with the audience, like, what do you guys want to hear? And yeah, talks to the audience. And of course, it's just a mosh pit of people like screaming songs.
Yeah.
And we were sitting right in front of a very, very drunk couple and of men, not like just a group of drunk men, I think it was. And they start yelling out, "Tiny Dancer, we want Tiny Dancer." And my family, I went with my parents and my brother, we were all creeping with laughter. And then Benny and the Jets, that was another recommendation that they all wanted. And we were just having, it was a hoot. They were having a great time. They were so drunk. But the music was great. Of course, he played The Entertainer. And he does this thing where he gives you options. So he'll be like, "Do you guys want to hear this or this?" And then whichever gets the loudest scream, he will perform that song. So that was cool. That's actually... Oh, no, I've been to another concert. I went and saw a David Gray concert with my mom, which is her absolute favorite artist, I think. Although she also likes The Head and the Heart. I think those are her two ties at the current moment.
Very nice.
Yeah. What about you? Any live concerts?
This summer, I went to a Zac Brown Band concert.
Did you really?
I did.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I feel like Zac Brown Band is from when we were in middle school. Is that true?
I don't know.
I feel like that was a hit in my public elementary middle school years.
I know my mother and my sister are very into country music. so my mom got the tickets, and it was really nice. It was at the BB&T Pavilion in New Jersey, and it was a super nice night. The only thing, I don't know that many of their songs, so I was waiting the entire night to hear Chicken Fried, because that's one of the only songs that I know, but it was really fun. I had a good time. So up next, we have Put It There by Paul McCartney.
I wanna show you I'm your friend. You'll understand if I can make it clear. It's all that matters in the end. Put it there, if it weighs a ton. That's what a father said to his young son. I don't care if it weighs a ton. As long as you and I are here, put it there. Long as you and I are here, put it there. If there's a fight, I'd like to fix it. I hate to see things go so wrong. The darkest night and all its mixed emotions is getting lighter. Sing along. Put it there, if it weighs a ton. That's what a father said to his young son. I don't care if it weighs a ton. As long as you and I are here, put it there. As long as you and I are here, put it there.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. And you got to hear all 9 minutes and 13 seconds of it because, well, I guess first I'd like to say thank you so much to the Tufts cleaning staff.
Yes.
Because they really do help us much.
They do. And we don't have overflowing trash cans, no crumbs on our floor.
Exactly.
Very nice. But as Bridget and I were talking at our last break.
Yes. So
the door slowly creeped open to the studio.
Yes. And then we had to take a vacuuming break.
A vacuum break, yes.
So
immediately, there was a vacuum break pretty quickly where the door opened. The lovely woman from Tufts cleaning staff came in, plugged her vacuum in. No warning was given. And suddenly, we motioned. I was like, start the song because here it goes. And as we started the song, the vacuum began. So we thought that a 9 minute version of Free Bird would be more pleasurable than 9 minutes of vacuum noise.
Yes. Also,
so that was, that was the reason that we quickly ended our talking at the last break and jumped into a very long song.
Yes. And then before that, we had Put It There by Paul McCartney. So up next, everybody's favorite part of the show, a PSA.
Except we're shaking it up this week. And rather than playing you one of those auto-recorded PSAs, I will be reading you a PSA about something that's actually very exciting that's happening this weekend, Community Day at Tufts, which will be a co-sponsored event between the cities of Medford and Somerville happening on our lovely Tufts community. It'll be Sunday, September 30th. Residents, neighbors, and friends are invited to celebrate the 16th Annual Community Day at Tufts University from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday, September 30th. The event will take place on the Academic Quad at Tufts Medford and Somerville campus and is co-sponsored by the two cities. Highlights of the day include music and dance performances by student groups, pumpkin painting, my favorite, crafts, face painting, and other activities for children, plus the best complimentary lunch and refreshments. Those cookies that they give out are A+. I think that was why I went primarily last year as a freshman. I went for the cookies. Community Day is free and open to the public. All events are handicap accessible and free parking is available. Events including lunch will take place on the main academic quad at the top of the hill by Goddard Chapel, Bellew Hall, and the Statue of Jumbo. Community Day will be held rain or shine. For more information, just search the web for Tufts Community Day. This was a public service message from the Tufts Office of Community Relations and WMFO in Medford. Thank you for listening to my lovely voice instead of our automatic PSAs.
Yes, I was looking at the PSAs the other day because I couldn't find the cake one about hearing loss.
Oh, yeah.
Which is,
yep.
What?
I remember we've played that one before.
Yeah, it's one of my because I like playing the Cake PSA and then playing a song by Cake.
Ooh.
So that was my play. Well, that's what I've done every time that we play that PSA. But I couldn't find it anymore. So
maybe
I guess they switched it up. So there may be some new ones for us to look into. But the book is also super fun. So
I think we should find a Community Day esque Tufts music, some community. Fun, community-free environment music to go with our PSA. So maybe we'll work that into the show later. We can find a hold hands kind of type of music. I don't know how to describe that. Community-esque.
I feel like we need to go for summer.
Yes.
Barbecue.
So, oh yeah, because
like
we're
that kind
about
of
to get into
family,
Halloween time.
Family friendly.
Yes. Yes.
Summer bar. Well, I just feel like that's what'll be played.
You're right.
Community Day.
Community Day is honestly one of my favorite days. Actually, my favorite day in the whole entire world is the Fairy Festa. I'm from Dobbs Ferry, New York. And we have a day where we shut down the entire street in our 1 square mile town. And you can't go anywhere. And every single store owner, restaurant comes out and puts a booth out on the main drag. And you just walk around all day. And you can see every single person who lives in the town. It is my favorite day in the whole world. I start counting down for the Fairy Festa in April. It is in October. It is a well-known anecdote in my family that I will periodically say, oh my God, guys, it's almost Fairy Festa, and there will be 100 days left to go.
Mm.
So Community Day at Tufts is kind of like my Fairy Festa here at home, at school.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice.
It's one of my favorites.
I don't think I went to community day last year, so I will
actually
have to stop.
Yeah, I did a flyby with you. Remember, we walked through on our way to computer science office hours. It was a Sunday. It was our first office hours together.
Okay. Yeah. So then I did not spend significant time there. I completely forgot about that. I did not spend significant time there, so I don't really remember, but this year I'll have to stop by and actually enjoy it.
As Maybe you can get your face painted or do some pumpkin painting.
Yes. That'd be
you
cute.
You and the three-year-olds.
No, decorate my dorm room.
Yeah.
With a pumpkin.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Well, we'll have to look into the community music
we'll get
more
you some community
later.
Music, yeah.
We might have
Maybe
enough for today's
week.
Playlist. Yeah. But up next, we have One Way or Another by Blondie.
Oh my God, I love this song.
It's a good song. It's a good one.
I reference it a lot in daily life. Where I'll be like, I'm not going to sing for you guys on air, but imagine me
I'm just
singing.
Going to whisper sing the beginning.
Yeah, and here we go.
There's a light light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church 'cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. Won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind. Between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you, ain't no pickup line, so always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb. Eat a root beer popsicle. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sun shine. Always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind.
That was Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw from the album Damn Country Music.
I've actually realized, looking at back, I keep a record of all of the playlists that
we have used over the years. And we realized that we pretty much only play country music.
We play very little country music.
We play rock
and alternative.
And so we are going to try to work more into the other genres to really live up to the Freeform name. I think we will
try a little.
It'll be our goal. Our goal to strive for this semester.
Okay.
And then if we don't like it next semester, we'll go back to the classics.
We'll try like one interesting song.
Okay.
Like,
that's fine.
Throw in some jazz, like one jazz song. I don't know.
I think we should do that.
Jazz.
I actually have a friend who's really into jazz. She plays for the Columbia University like jazz ensemble now, and she's really like really good. I want to say she's met Ray Charles.
Do you have some of her music? Because that would be
That would actually be so cool.
Yes.
I'll ask her.
Okay, cool. We'll play your song.
Yeah.
But that was, so we had One Way or Another by Blondie and then Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw, just to throw in something slightly different.
We were having a headbanging party over here to One Way or Another.
Yeah.
It was great. Wonderful. I hope that everyone listening out there, all, what, 8 of our listeners, also had a headbanging party like we were. We'll try to give you some good headbangers.
But not next, because next, nope. Next we have I Know It's Over by The Smiths.
Oh, that's a good one. All right.
Oh, mother, I can feel the soul falling over my head. And as I climb into an empty bed, oh well, enough said. I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go.
Mother, I can feel the soil falling over.
That was Fun, Fun, Fun by The Beach Boys. And before that, we had I Know It's Over by The Smiths. And now we have Elizabeth on mic 3 instead of mic 4, so hopefully she'll be a bit louder.
Yeah, you'll actually be able to hear me now, so we're just not talking into the abyss.
Yes. And
that's actually funny. We just played a Beach Boys song because as I was scrolling through, being like, oh, what should we play next? Give it a try. I hit the Beach Boys in some of my music, and I said, oh my God, my mom would kill me if we played the Beach Boys because it is our absolute least favorite group to listen to. Specifically, the I Get Around soundtrack, the I Get Around song, because I will get that in my head and I will just keep singing it over and over and over. It's a very catchy song.
So basically, we played it to spite Elizabeth's mother.
Exactly. No, Bridget goes, oh, wait, do you know that other one that's really catchy? And then she starts singing it. And of course, I'm like, I have no idea what you're singing. So she goes, we'll play it. I just got to experience it for the first time in a while. And then as soon as it started playing, I was like, oh, I know this song.
Yeah, fun, fun, fun.
That was a good Community Day song, Fun in the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
We worked it in.
Yes.
We worked it in.
Yeah, you know, good message for the kids. Don't skip the library, or your dad will catch on. I feel like growing up, I used to have multiple Beach Boys CDs. So then we'd always listen to them. I think at one point I had it set as my alarm song. So,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I feel like I listened to a lot of Beach Boys growing up. Which is why I could just, I didn't have the title of the song off the top of my head, but I could just sing a bit and know.
We have one of those clunky stereos, you know, in the movie Say Anything, standing there with the boombox above it. Boombox, that's what the word is called.
Yes.
We had one of those that we would use to play CDs and cassettes, because that's how old this thing was. And my brother and I would silently snatch it from each other's rooms without anyone knowing. Or without the other one knowing. So I would go down to the basement and I would get my, I don't know, what was that? The barnyard animals? Who drew the barnyard animals? Oh, I can't remember for the life of me. I was young. So imagine like a 5-year-old carrying a big stereo around the house, listening to the barnyard animals. And we would listen to that in our rooms and lie down. And then I would leave to go do something. I don't know, go color with my crayons. And my brother would steal the stereo back and he would go listen to, I don't know, Hannah Anderson. Like, I don't know what it was. But it was like little kid music, and we would just silently sneak the stereo around, and one of the things we would listen to is The Beach Boys. The greatest hits of The Beach Boys.
Yeah, no, it was like, it was around that time. That's what we would do.
With the stereo. Yeah.
You had a good couple songs. Mm-hmm. So then it's the kind of thing where I never think to myself, like, oh, I'm going to sit down and listen to The Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah, no.
But whenever one comes up, it's like, it's nice.
Yeah. I think they made it into a Broadway musical.
Did they?
Oh, no. That's the Jersey Boys. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like I would have heard about that if it had been one.
Yep.
But,
yep.
Okay. Up next, we've got time.
What do we have left?
We have 6 minutes left, so we are going to play Danny California by Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then we'll see what else.
Okay.
Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana. Robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner. On the merry way saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot metal 45. Just another way to survive. Yeah.
California. Day was gonna come when I was gonna moan ya. A little loaded, she was stealing another breath. I love my baby to death. Never made it up to Minnesota. North Dakota man with a gun for the quota. Down in the Badlands, she was saving the best for last. It only hurts when I laugh.
Okay, that was Danny California by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. This is DJ Bridge, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.